Entrepreneurs and people from Milwaukee's Harambe neighborhood toured city-owned vacant business buildings Thursday. As WUWM's Olivia Richardson reports, the goal is to get business back in Harambe. According to Alderwoman Malele Coggs, the so-called buy-the-block business tour is a chance to be more creative with building showings.
There are a lot of vacant commercial buildings in the North Milwaukee neighborhood of Harambe. Harambe, along with Metcalf Park, has the most vacant buildings in the city. A new effort is underway to change those numbers. During an open house tour yesterday, city real estate developer Amy Turum showed me around a former daycare.
So this is the first floor. So you can see it's decorated with daycare cartoons and nice murals that were here when it was operating as a daycare, and the new owner will come in and put their finishing touches on it and turn it
into... The asking price for the property? $50,000. It's one of three city-owned foreclosed properties on the tour. As real estate developers and business owners talk, they each have different ideas of what the spaces could be. A person looking to start a daycare, contractors who were considering renting fixed-up spaces to business owners, and neighbors came to see what potential the space could hold. Jeffrey Henderson, a longtime resident of Harambe, owns a pub nearby. He is interested in seeing the buildings return to their former selves.
That one used to be a penny candy store. I would open it up and be the same thing, convenience store for the neighborhood. Yeah.
Henderson has lived in the neighborhood since high school. He remembers when the area had 7 or 8 businesses. The idea of the open house was conceived by Alderwoman Malele Coggs. Coggs calls it the Buy the Block Business Tour. She's hoping to get unconventional business owners interested in these buildings.
They drive past these buildings all the time, but they rarely know about them being marketed. To me, this was a way to get the unconventional buyer aware of the opportunity.
And by unconventional, Coggs means anyone, whether they be new owners or experienced. She wants people to put the service and needs they desire into the neighborhood.
Imagine walking out of your house and the building across from you is boarded up, the building next to you is boarded up, the building behind you is boarded up, and going through that day after day after day. I have to believe that that has an impact on people in every way.
Another reason Coggs wants to open up more businesses is tax dollars.
And plus, as a city, you know, I sit as finance chair, so we deal with a $1.6 billion budget, but only so much comes from the tax levy. For each of these boarded up buildings, that's a building that's not on the tax levy. That's money that's not going into our police department, our prevention efforts, our potholes, and that kind of thing. So the more boards we take down and the more properties we get back on the tax roll, the more we add to the tax levy as well, and have an ability to spend it on other departments to help add to the quality of life of residents of the city of Milwaukee.
The city has a couple of grants and reimbursement programs to help prospective buyers. Cog says that this will not be the last time a buy-the-block tour happens in Harambe, and she's hoping that other districts will follow. Olivia Richardson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.